Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a gardening podcast about football. And really, guys, it's a lifestyle podcast. We got a lot to talk about from a lifestyle standpoint. We're coming through. We're out of the tunnel of the holidays. Stephen Hartzell, how are you doing?
Great to be with you guys, as always.
Sure. We're gonna talk some holidays. Michael Serber, how are you? L underscore Serberino, vocalist and guitarist for the Killer Ants. Ants with a Z or a Z if you are in New Zealand, Australia, the UK, and a couple of Canada as well. How are you?
All right, buddy. We've got a bit of a private review here that I'm going to share on the show. The reviews are public, but sometimes people slide up into my DMs to let me know things about the show.
So
I got this DM. And Felder, this is directed mostly at, well, really only at you. I'm not gonna out this person. Let me just say this person.
Well, no, it's not gonna be good.
But this person knows a lot about lawn care. Okay, a lot. Something I've been struggling with in terms of the pod. I say this with the utmost respect and love for y'all on the show. But hearing Felder swallow into the microphone does make me want to kill someone. I have anxiety about it every time the pod comes in my feed, and it makes me want to not listen. Yes, I am crazy, and feel free to tell me to go fuck off. Let's grow. So, Felder, quit being gross, dude.
I will work on muting myself. You know what? Maybe that's a New Year's resolution.
Maybe. I didn't feel great about doing that, Felder, but I had to.
That's what good producers do. Know. Yeah,
yeah, no, that's what we do.
You got to communicate the
hashtag
tough stuff.
Hashtag producing.
I would have done the same thing if I got that DM.
Yeah, yeah, you would.
If it was like, hey, man, Serber, you know, he clears his throat on the mic. You got to tell him to stop. I'd be like, hey, we have to have a difficult conversation. I'd sit you down virtually.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I decided to air this grievance out on the show. Listeners need to understand that we will listen to their critiques.
Now, Felder, I don't think you're the only one who swallows on mic. I've done it.
Yeah, before. Don't do that, man.
Okay.
You eat fucking Fig Newtons.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but I also have a mic that I can just move
up, down, around.
It's not enough.
That's not how
you gotta
operate.
Mute it, man. Okay. You gotta mute it though.
All right. Good to know.
Thank you.
I just took a sip of my G0.
Never heard it.
I heard nothing, brother.
I muted it.
That's great.
What? Here's what I will say to the DMer.
Careful. I said
what?
Careful. I don't want to lose a listener.
Here's what I'm going to say.
It's a recession out here.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. I am trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay hydrated. Calm down. Yep. It's okay.
Hey, nope. Nah, let him say his piece, man. Say your piece, dude.
I also have a million windows open. A million tabs. So to get back to the tab where I can mute, it's way easier for me to just, I don't know, listen to one of your voicemails.
Yeah.
And I swallow during the voicemail. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But in 2025, I will be better at not swallowing on mic.
This makes me think, Felder.
And you won't get, in the words of the Outcast, you won't get that chunky fire.
That's right. this, you know, you bring up a great point, though. Something that solved this, and you are dealing the same thing as I am, a space issue here. A second monitor, man. If I could just have a second monitor.
Got nowhere for it.
Yeah, same here. I got nowhere to put it. Yeah. Nowhere to put it.
If I could have three screens, perfect.
Got to mount them. Got to go up.
Yeah, that's my thought. I'm like, I've got pictures behind the desk here on the wall.
Yeah.
I could move those and mount like a small flat screen, you know?
Yeah, I've got, I mean, I have my whiteboard up there. I have a calendar. But the problem is I can't because I have to have the lights where they are to make that work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, man, it's a struggle. I mean, we all have our struggles, you know, our first
I'm going to do
problems.
The best I can to help this person.
Good.
I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can.
We've got voicemails.
Who is that? What was that?
You don't remember that one?
I know the song, but who's the artist?
Quite an artist, if I do remember.
Just for the record, I also have a law of Mike.
Is that Papa Roach?
No, what?
It's Godsmack. Oh. The song is whatever. Oh. Another, you know, probably, first ballot Rock and Roll Hall of Famer in Godsmack.
Whatever by Godsmack is the name of the song.
Yikes.
Yep.
1997.
Because when I think of Godsmack, I just think of I Stand Alone.
Oh.
Everything about you.
Oh, that's another good one.
Godsmack's still touring? Let's find out.
That's 3 days something. Three Doors Down, 3 Days Grace, maybe.
I Stand Alone is Godsmack, for sure.
Oh, they're huge in Eastern Europe right now. Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary.
Yeah, why wouldn't they be?
I'm doing the best I ever do.
I'm doing the best I can.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Felder's like, get us out of here right now.
No, it's fine. I'll put Godsmack on right now. You want to hear him?
No. It's fine. Okay. All European
tour dates,
though.
Felder fucks with Godsmack the long way.
Yeah, I do. Mm. How do you guys survive? The holiday season is over. Even though I know your kids are home, Hartzell, because of the weather, the holiday season is over.
Thank God.
Is your Christmas tree still up?
It is. Sure is.
Oh, wow.
It's January 6th as we record this.
Mm-hmm.
Yaya has started to slowly take down the garland and the other things. But I'm a good son-in-law, man. It doesn't bother me, and it makes her happy, and the house looks awesome. It feels great.
Festive.
Yeah, and I can still smell the tree. Life is good.
So much.
Our cat is up underneath that thing, just like, pop, 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 pop. It's like a wonderland for her. She loves it.
Dude,
It's the rest of the stuff I'm struggling with.
Like what?
Your shit's gone, Felder. What are you mad about?
We'll go through the process to getting to there. What's the rest of the stuff?
I crave my routine, and I have yet to.
Same.
I have yet to resume my
because
routine.
Because of the weather delay.
I have yet to
start
a 2025
normal
routine because we're still in this ether. That will change tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. But for now, I'm at peace with it. I've had my moments where I've been a pretty, where I could have been a better husband and father. Let's put it that way. it's been a challenge, dude. 3 weeks is a long time.
3 weeks.
Am I wrong on the math? I mean,
my math says two, but sure.
No, we started this on the 19th. One, two, or two and a half, almost three.
Two and change, okay. Yeah, we started ours at the end of that week, same week. So two for us.
It's like Godsmack said, man, I'm doing the best I am, but my best is not, it's not as good as it can be. My best is not as good as some other people's best.
I had three. I made it. I had three close calls. Three close calls, but nothing as bad as when I went nuclear. So we're good. And we've already talked about that, right?
Yeah. You landed the plane.
Yeah. It's on a golf course, and we'll have to figure out how to get it to the airport, but the plane got landed and nobody died.
Cerber, what's your Christmas decoration situation?
Today's the day, man. Three Kings Day. It all comes down.
Okay.
That's traditions.
That's your tradition. And I respect that and I understand. You know, I'm a December 27th boy. Did not happen until January 5th.
Damn.
But I was like, there's two things. There's two things at play here. One, I can't just take it down because if I take it down, I won't put it away the right way. And I have to respect that because I don't like when other people empty my dishwasher because they don't put stuff away the way I want it to be put away. So I understand that. Now we're talking about a year here where you could have any chance to go underneath the stairs and fix it your way versus me when I need something, I need it that day. So it's a different thing, but I respect it. Two, they were just having a really good time vibing. They were vibing, and they vibed for the last like after New Year's, they just were vibing, hanging out. It was very cute to see my kid and my wife hang out and vibe. And yeah, so I didn't push, but in the back of my mind, you know, in the back, like in your medulla oblongata, I'm like, yo, if this doesn't get down on Sunday, when is it going to get down? Because they go back to school, they go back to work. If it's not down by then it's never coming down. And then we're what? We're one of those wild-ass families that has a Christmas tree up in the middle of January?
Sounds fun.
No, it doesn't sound fun. Because you know what I did? I quit watering the tree. I quit watering the tree, I don't know, 2 weeks ago?
It's a safety hazard, man. Come on. I mean, you're living very dangerously.
Safety hazard for who?
For your house, man. Christmas trees catch on fire all the time.
Yeah, guess what?
It's the price you're willing to pay.
If you don't have the tree in the house, you know what?
Bro, you savage, dude. You savage for real. God dang.
It starts to get, because here's the thing. When you water it, it's soft, right?
Yes, I understand. Yes, I understand
how
trees and plants.
When you stop watering it, it gets hard.
Yes, understood. Now, are you going to upcycle that thing into, like, some tinder? Are you going to, like, you got a fire pit in the backyard?
It's sitting on the curb right now, player.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
So the city comes and picks it up?
Yep.
He ain't even going to swipe left or right.
Nah.
He just left it in the yard. No tinders.
You
and
living in the yard. No tinder. Living in the, you live here now. Goodbye forever.
Call that tree Big Dog. It's his yard.
Is that a Goonies reference?
Yeah. Oh.
I almost watched that the other day. It's on Max right now.
It is on Max. I know. I saw it too.
Goonies never say die.
I thought about showing it to my kid, and maybe that's a Friday thing for us.
Is that a kid-appropriate film?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a movie for children.
I'm going to watch it today with the boys.
Like, she is literally, she is, and Felder, I feel she is literally the perfect age for that movie right now. Like, her sense of wonderment is still there that when, like, they come out into the cave and she sees the pirate ship, hopefully she thinks that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hartzell, I echo this sentiment with your boys. Both like perfect age range to see the Goonies.
Yeah. Like I honestly think I might hit the dad chat and just be like, "Hey, do you guys want to come over and watch Goonies?"
See, you took it too far there.
Shout out to the cast of that film though. Like,
it's a loaded cast.
Why
you got to have a bunch of people in your house, man?
I don't mind if it's a thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
How do you not understand this? If it's a thing I want to do.
How many people are we talking?
I'll hit up two other dads. They both have two kids. Come over and watch Goonies. Order pizza. It's fine.
Yeah.
How is that? That's not a problem for me.
No, that's a difference with.
Did you get my email, by the way?
You and I are. I did about the committee. Yes.
Yeah. That's five, baby.
I mean, you got one for each finger on the hand there.
I know. I already printed out the list, so I'm on the
one for the
server. You don't know this. I am on the my kid's school's name, but the media approval committee, and they just sent me a list of books, and I have to go through each book and figure out if it's going to be appropriate for our school. I think some of them are no brainers. But the book I have the like the actual purchasing order.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a committee, so there's going to be people on there. I'm assuming that are like, I don't want my kid reading Toni Morrison. You know,
sure.
Like there's going to be those.
And I'm going to be like, the only so far as I've gone through it, the only thing I'm going to ask is how come they don't have anything about like more local animals.
Interesting.
Because there's a lot of penguin shit on here and a lot of snow stuff. But these kids they live here. They're never going to see that shit.
Penguins, dog.
Penguins.
I'm trying to see how many Academy Awards are amongst the cast of the Goonies. So far, I've got two nominations for
Data.
So Ann Ramsey got nominated. Nominated. Kihikwi, he's like, didn't he get nominated for everything?
That's what, Data, right?
Yeah. Data got nominated. Yeah. He won, though. He won.
Was that like Anything, Everything, All Around or something? I don't know. The name of it.
That film was, but I think he won. He might. I haven't gotten to him yet. I'm on Sean Astin because I'm trying to remember.
Sure.
If he won
anything
at the Academy. So he's also an Academy Award nominated filmmaker. And yes, made Lord of the Rings like classic.
He's also in a terrible movie called Rudy.
The one that plays Francis, Rudy was offsides. The dude that plays Francis, like, he's been in some like mob movies. I'm wondering if he's been nominated. He's a really good actor, and he was in The Sopranos.
It's a star-studded cast.
Star-studded cast, man. Just like Goonies, unbelievable. And then Richard Donner made it, right?
I'm pretty sure. Is that a Donner?
I think Mike Will
I'm
made
pretty
it.
Sure, yes. Okay, Richard Donner.
I see what you're. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Hartzell, let me just run Mike off a
Will,
list.
I think Mike Will made it. It is Donner. But it's
let me just run off a list of films.
Hang on. Written by Christopher Columbus. What other movie did Christopher Columbus do?
Oh, he's done. He was the Home Alone.
Alone guy. Yeah.
He is also the director of the first Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, he's like a John Hughes, he's to John Hughes what like Nick Saban and Bill Belichick are to Bill Parcells.
Go Heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you it was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got Mary Ellen Trainor is in it.
You looked into the flames, man. You saw the future.
Richard Donner, The Lost Boys, Lethal Weapon, The Goonies, he did the Superman movies with Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
Scrooged, which is one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Free
Willy.
I think that's a good, it's going to be rainy today. I think you throw on The Goonies.
That's a good idea, man. I like where your head's at.
Yeah, and I think this weekend, maybe I throw in The Goonies.
Love it.
Have a couple and take some of the mental strain. Because my wife I know she's going to have a rough week just dealing with 3-year-olds being back in school. Mm. After, I don't know what these kids did. I know what my kid did. Wasn't good.
What do you mean?
Like she just was like hanging out.
You know, kicking it.
Just like
hanging around.
Can I say
got sent home.
Can I say something quietly to you guys?
Yeah.
You guys, like, I understand you're both, well, you're not dealing with it, Felder. Or wait, is she back in school today?
She's in school today.
The house is empty today for you, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hartzell, your kids are unexpectedly home today because of a school closing.
That's correct.
They closed my wife's school system today. I just want to be alone in my house.
Yeah.
Felder, I'm so jealous. Okay, we can just talk about something else. And I can
calm down. It's okay.
Volume than this, but I just want to be alone in my goddamn house,
bro. Yeah.
That's that winter. Happy winter break, everybody. I mean, this is what happens,
bro.
You see what happens.
Because here's the. No, I mean,
do whatever the fuck I want to do. I want to walk around.
I know what that means.
I want to shit with the door open and the music blasting. Like, I just,
bro,
please, everyone.
I want to.
You're close. You're so close. You got to look at it this way. You're very close.
I love my wife.
You got a day to go. You got to land the plane today, and then it's all yours.
She's the breadwinner of this household.
I dropped two twofers today.
Of course you did.
And there was no one.
Congratulations!
I had the speaker on, and I was just chilling.
Speaker box.
Didn't have to close the door all the way.
Yes, cracked in case
to where it clicks,
so you could get out.
Click.
But it was like also like I was just like chilling and legitimately like I wasn't worried that like my wife's doing a puzzle, you know, no. 6 feet away from me. My kid might come in here and be like,
let those legs fall asleep, dude.
Let them fall. They fell asleep, baby.
Yes, let's go.
Take that ass back to school.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. I had three close calls, but I made it through. We're good. They're back at school. I feel bad. My daughter's gym teacher is an Oregon guy, and I couldn't even look him in the eye when we were doing drop-off today.
Oh, because the Ducks getting assaulted?
Yeah. Ohio State got that ass.
Yeah. How do you get beat by a nut?
Damn.
Like Brutus just like was holding a Buckeye in his hand and was just like, bow, 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 yeah. bow. Take that, Puddles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man. So speaking of the season, and I want to know, I want to ask you guys this. How do you handle a card versus no card versus an email?
I mean, the card is the most, you're talking about receiving.
Like, yes, if you get a card from someone that you didn't send a card to, what I do is I just send them a card.
Oh, okay. Late arrival.
Yeah, I buy, like, extra cards.
Yeah.
So I can just write their address on them and be like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about this. So I'm going to go ahead and put this one in the mail. No problem. You'll get it a little bit later, but you're still going to get the card because you sent me a card. Now, when you don't get a card from someone that you did send a card to, does that bother you?
Maybe. Not severely. I don't.
Not severely. I don't think so either. But what do you do with an email?
That's like the lowest form of human communication.
Who still does that?
Like, why not just text people your holiday card, for God's sakes? Like, what are we doing?
Right. Did they email you because they had, like, a PDF attachment?
I got several that were...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The e-cards. I got the e-cards.
No, not an e-card. No. Not an e-card. Oh, it's a, just like an a email. Mass, it's a mass BCC.
Mm-mm. Oh.
A mass BCC with, like, pictures in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like a little write-up of like how their year went, yada, yada, yada.
Interesting.
But I know that I sent this person, I sent these people cards.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Print this out?
No.
To put on my fridge?
You should respond to the email with the card again.
Like, I'm supposed to print this out and put it on my fridge?
No body, just an attachment.
I print the internet, but I'm, you know, that's me.
I print the internet all the time.
I print recipes at work and then bring them home because I like having the
paper. Hang on a second. Let me go take a picture of something for you. I'm going to be right back.
My iPad.
You guys talk. I'll be right back.
You've got like your carbon footprint is that of a Sasquatch, dude.
Yeah, no, I should be better considering how, you know, how much I respect the internet, but. Or respect the environment, but I don't.
The environment, I was going to say.
I respect the internet, too.
You're talking like you ain't even listened to Fish or the Grateful Dead in hours.
Yeah, it's been a... Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
A lot of Fish and Grateful Dead
just
or not listening to
just listening
Fish
to music and trying to find my happy place.
Your center.
In an otherwise lawless...
Chaos.
...household.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Hey, calm down. It's okay.
We're going to watch the Goonies and eat some pizza today. I'm thinking maybe Mario's. My kids are big fans of Mario's these days.
Really? Like my brother and his family like Mario's.
Yeah, they like it. We get the two-slice deal with a pink lemonade for like $8.
I will say with Mario's, the slice is much better than the whole pie.
Correct.
They get it. They throw that some bitch back in, get it nice and crispy.
Yeah, they tend to undercook their pizzas.
Yes,
I agree, particularly
at the Clemens location. This is a because I'll just, you know, the Knollwood Miller Street location over there, like
fire.
Might not be Knollwood, it's Miller Street though. The Miller Street location, like that one's on point all the time with a whole pie. Clemens location, you got to get the slice. It is you know, I would say, what, Hartzell, maybe 2 minutes undercooked?
Yeah.
At the Mario's and Clemens in comparison?
Yeah. I hear you, Felder. You can request, hey, you know, cook that bitch.
They don't always heed that request.
All right, you guys got picture?
I do that with every pie.
The picture.
It's in the picture. In the text messages.
Oh, my God, dude.
Look at this photograph.
Oh, yeah. I thought these were, at first glance, I thought these were holiday cards that you printed. Now, what is this on? A piece of poster board?
It's inside my cabinet.
Wow, look at you.
Now, these are just the recipes from the internet. Is this what I do with the recipes? No.
Right. I respect the hell out of this. Okay, so I'm not a psycho. Other great minds are...
Do you put them inside your cabinet?
No, I don't.
Where do you keep them?
We have a recipe box. I think that's a thing that white people do. I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, I tape them inside the cabinet. If it's something that I go to constantly, why not just put it in a place that's easier to access?
Sure.
I'm going to have to go into that cabinet to get stuff anyways.
Shout out to this tzatziki recipe.
Yeah.
I'm a big tzatziki guy.
Oh, I love tzatziki. Love tzatziki.
Very good. I love it.
Someone just talked to me about composting my Christmas tree. I just want it to be gone, man.
See ya.
I don't want more of it. And I don't have a wood chipper, so no. Yeah, I tape, and then I've got another cabinet that has like my like Southern staples, biscuits, dumplings. I keep all that stuff there. And the coolest thing is I know how to like where I know where I can change it to where I like it. But yeah, I print the internet as well. I'm not printing out your card on the internet. It's not happening.
Where I get the most flack when it comes to printing the internet is the boarding passes. I still get a lot of grief.
Why are you doing that?
Because I like to feel it, baby.
That's insane.
I like to feel it. I like to fold it up and put it in my shirt pocket or a back pocket or my wallet. I know, man. I'm a sick guy. I'm sick.
They'll print them for you, first of all.
That's what I mean. Like at the kiosk. Like, do you want to print it or do you want to go mobile? I like to print.
I go mobile.
Nah.
I'm mobile.
Give me that paper.
I'm mobile. The only thing I get printed is my baggage claim.
It's like I tell my kids sometimes. It's like, don't be like me. Be better than
But you don't. You don't check a bag though. Every time you travel, you are just a book bag boy.
Nah, you know I be checking bags. Dog.
You check bags? I check bags too. I love
bags
it.
Free on Delta because we have the Amex, and then when I travel with American, it's through work. So I'm
I'm checking bags.
And the words of Silk the Shocker, charge it to the game.
Yes, absolutely, dude. I'm a bag checker. Murderer. They call me the bag checker.
Gangsta.
Just making these peaks.
Oh, I forgot about that with Trip. Server, have you heard that?
What is it?
Do you have it, Hartzell?
I may have to play it for you. Yeah, give me like 20 seconds. Trip,
okay.
Trip made a piece of production for CSN.
That guy's got too much time on his hands.
Well, he very much has time on his hands.
I was just spit on my computer.
So he created a piece of, he created a piece. Hang on a second. Let me just find this. Audio drops. All right, you ready for this? You want to hear
it? I'm ready.
All right, this is a CSN hand in the dirt cross-pollination here.
Hit it!
What?
Here comes a lock doctor. Here comes a Stephen Hartzell.
What?
Three for all fell to Friday.
What?
Just making these peaks.
It's the best. It's the best. I love it so much.
Peace.
Trip, we're not making fun of you. It is so good.
I'm making fun of you, Trip.
It reminds me of when Hartzell had to sing Justin Bieber.
That was the worst.
Sorry.
That was so bad. I didn't get into it, man. I couldn't wrap my arms around the assignment.
Yeah, that's the problem. Have you been told you're the voice of a generation by those who have heard you?
My wife says she likes the way I sing. But
she has to
say all that matters. That's all that matters.
Jen's more of like a hip-hop rap fan anyway, so.
If you can sing as well as Drake, that's enough.
That's enough.
Right.
That's all I need.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, she's about that auto-tune lifestyle. She's just, her ears are fit to auto-tune you out the other side.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Been doing that for almost 15 years, so.
I'd love to see it. It's a beautiful thing. And that's a beautiful thing, man.
She's been auto-tuning me out for 15 years. I hope that didn't count as swallowing.
Yeah, just keep it together, guys. Let's not be gross.
I know. Sorry. I have a lav mic also. Like that's
what I
like,
that's. I think that's, I think part, that's of the, part of it. Cerber and I have headsets, right? Or did you go stick mic now?
I'm rocking with the SM7B now on the stand. So, but I can. Okay. But here's the thing. Like, check it out. I need to clear my throat. I can just step away from the mic.
You don't have
I gotta hit mute.
Yet, huh?
Okay. I gotta hit mute. You know
I don't
what?
Think I
what
need if... a cough button, Hartzell. I'll just use the mute button.
Right.
Can I? Guy, so. Can I make a hotkey for muting when I'm on clean feed?
There is a hotkey. You just click the green button.
Yeah, but I gotta be on the screen.
Oh, right. So, yeah, tough. It's tough.
Oh, you know
there.
What though? What if I did this? Take it out of my normal hand in the dirt. Like I have a hand in the dirt thing that I have, but if I just move this over here, then I can even if I'm on the dock, it's two clicks to get to that.
Yeah.
I think that might work. And then I'll put it back in there.
Love to see it.
We'll see. So we got, we did that. We talked Christmas. Playoff is set.
I'm ready for the playoff to be over.
Same. Me too.
It's too much. I'm sorry. Like, these teams are playing their third playoff game.
Yep. With one more to go.
And if they win, they'll be playing their fourth. And I the timing of it hasn't really... I know it slides back a week, and we're making it work with the Thursday Friday kicks before wild card weekend, and but it's hard for me to get up for the semis when I've already gotten up for the first round and the quarterfinals. Sorry, it's just
You know what it feels like,
and I like college football a lot.
I love it.
It's just
got
tough.
A roof over
it's
my head.
It's a
thanks
lot.
To it.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, but what it's feeling like is this like. This microwave style, this like amplified. Do you remember when Virginia Tech fans were like, we can't go to another bowl game like this? Like Virginia Tech fans had like, what do we call it? Bowl fatigue?
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting sent all over the place because they kept winning. What did they win? They had the longest 10-game win streak, right? And they just were like, we have families.
Yeah.
And they just had, they had bowl fatigue. And it was, the difference was that they weren't going to a playoff and they weren't going to a national championship game. They were just like going to the Orange Bowl or they were going to the, the Capital One Bowl or they were going to this. And it was like, but it feels very similar to that where people are just like, this is lasting a long time.
I had a situation pop up, and I know this is a video game, not real life, but shouts out to the EA college football video game. I had a situation that made me think of you, Felder, that popped up on the video game for me in my Clemson dynasty. Mm-hmm. When I made it to the playoff, I was the number one seed, mind you. Mm-hmm. I was undefeated, number one seed, conference champion, everything. All the stuff that should have put me in the driver's seat. So sure. For the semifinal, after I won the Orange Bowl, which made sense for me to go to as the one seed, for the semifinal, I had to go to the Rose Bowl and play Iowa State. And then the national championship game in 2027 is in Los Angeles. And I was thinking to myself when I was like, this would suck so much if you're a fucking Clemson fan. For 2 weeks in a row, you have to fly to L.A.
Fly to L.A. From, whether it's from Greenville, Charlotte, Atlanta. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a five-hour flight.
I was like 2027, mark it, if the number one seed is an SEC or ACC team and they make it to the Natty, they're fucked. Because they're going to have to go, unless they change the way they do this, they're going to have to go to the Rose Bowl and California back-to-back weeks.
Imagine if you're a 42-year-old, right?
Yeah.
You've got enough disposable income to actually swing
it. Yeah.
But you know what you also have? Kids.
Yep.
You're probably not taking your kids.
No.
No.
So you have to either go alone or like with friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You and your spouse, you have to swing childcare, whether it's your parents or it's, you know, somebody like a neighbor, whatever it is.
Right.
It's a lot. Like, I think, honestly, Texas probably had the most chill zone to get to the semifinals, right?
Yeah. Home and then Peach Bowl in Atlanta.
And then, what was it? They played in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, they're in the Cotton Bowl.
Right, that's home.
You say played because this comes out after, right? No, this comes out before. This comes out before.
Yeah, it does come out before. But I'm saying, like, you're before, home.
But still,
yeah. Home game, Atlanta, that's easy.
Yep.
Delta to Delta.
The smart people all along were like, five seed is the best place to land. You get to play the 12, you get to play the lowest seeded bye team. Like,
Delta to Delta, and then you have a home game. Like, it's a lot, man. I'm just thinking about, like, these kids traveling. It's good for them. I you know what I hope? I hope they are getting all their Sky Miles.
Yeah.
Right, Hartzell?
Well, you know, I love to collect Sky Miles, hotel points. I've already told you about the...
He's been stealing them from the employees.
I told you about the scam I do when I'm, you know, booking people's travel at work.
Well,
now,
in
fairness, though, I mean, your boy's got to fill out all those expense reports. I mean, that's a lot.
But to No, hang on. I thought about this a lot, in fairness to them. If they go to the front desk and check in, they can get those points for themselves.
Yes, they can. They can steal. They can swoop in.
They can get those points. Now, it's a matter of knowing you can get those points.
That's what Brunk does now. Brunk didn't realize you were doing that. and I told him on the golf course, and he was like, that's slimy motherfucker. And he texted me when he was at softball or baseball or something last year, and he was like, I didn't let him get me this time. Got my fucking points. I think Khan knows, too.
It's a dirty game, man.
Yeah, Khan knows. Khan recognized game. Khan was like, all right,
listen,
I get it.
I'm an open book on the show, man. This is real life. So I have coworkers who listen to the show, and they're like, didn't know you rolled like that, Hartzell, and now the gig is up.
The jig is up, but.
Well, like I said, authentic, open book.
It is the jig.
Well, we can clean that up in post.
No, we're not going to.
The jig is up.
Positive spin on the college ball playoff, though, because I know I feel like we've been complaining about it a lot over the last couple shows.
Georgia got knocked out.
Well, no, I don't really necessarily love that. I love that, like, you know, I saw this is going to be the first time there's a black head coach in the national championship game in college football. That's pretty awesome because it's guaranteed. But I'm also like, I am kind of pulling for Marcus Freeman. Like, he's tricked me into liking Notre Dame.
It's not a trick, dude.
And they're also the only team. They're the only team in this that I like. Am pulling. I do not like these other teams. I don't like them at all.
I like them
except
for
Steve Sark. I like Steve Sarkisian and his fiance or wife. They're cool, but
I like every one of these teams. I'm not into it. I don't like Ryan Day very much, but I like every one of these. I like the team.
I don't like James Franklin at all.
Here's what I like. I love that Notre Dame's like. Here's the reason you like Notre Dame, Serbs. You're from the South, right?
Yeah.
You like good food, right?
Yeah.
What's good food got? Seasoning.
Well, I don't know. Seasoning?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the most seasoned Notre Dame team that we've seen.
Okay. Yeah.
These dudes are like, they are tough. Like these guys, like I watched it's an all white offensive line basically, but the way that these dudes talk, I was like, yo, that ain't Lou Holtz shit.
Right.
That ain't Brian Kelly shit.
That ain't Charlie White shit.
They're
much cooler, and also it would be delicious for them to win the national championship after losing to Northern Illinois. Just because the narrative that gets created in a season when something like that happens
is
very exhausting to me. Like, shit happens. You know, football games are weird.
They got a coach with a freaking fade, dog.
Yeah, dude, it's clean, too. Yeah. Like, it is that he gets that lined up. What do you think,
Kilder?
I think he does it twice a week. I think it's a 2 times a week lineup.
It might be twice a week for the presser
and game day.
Yeah, he for sure is sitting in a chair on game day. He's gonna have some. I bet there's a barber on the plane that cuts him up in his hotel room on game day.
Yeah, like I don't think he's long for college football though. Like he's got pro coach written all over him.
Well, there's some NFL jobs that are open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And this will lead to what I think will be the perfect casting of the next Notre Dame head coach, which is not to say that Marcus Freeman's not a perfect casting, but that's Notre Dame head coach Kalen DeBoer. His name was made to be the head coach of Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
It can work.
And I just need it to happen.
It sounds more South African.
When I hear it, I just think, like, God, he sounds like the head coach of Notre Dame, not Alabama.
Yeah. No, he does not sound like the coach of Alabama. The head coach of Alabama. But no, it's they've got flavor, dude. Like they have.
Yeah, man.
They are cool.
Yeah.
Notre Dame has not been cool in my lifetime until now. Notre Dame has been a stalwart. They've been a fixture. Mm-hmm. But they are cool now.
Yeah, no. Dad and I were talking about this. Like, when was the last time Notre Dame did shit? And we were like, oh, yeah. It's not.
Because they played for a national championship in 2012, and then they played Clemson in the playoff, right?
Yeah, but both of those games were embarrassments for them. And I think they got back to the playoffs one time and played better. It was like 30-3 or something, one of those
games.
They weren't cool. No,
like,
they were fucking my family, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, and so it's like they weren't cool. And now they feel like a cool football team, and I do.
Yep.
For people listening, I understand this is like a kind of like an, I don't even know if it's called inside baseball, but there are some guys you want to play for. There are some teams that are cool and there are other teams that are not cool. Mm-hmm. And I really do think, like, again, that's why I said they bring some flavor to, like, they're showing up and I trust in the four team semifinals that we got.
Yeah,
I trust Notre Dame to bring the mac and cheese. I trust them to bring the potato salad. I trust them to do that. And that's just like that. I would never have put that on them over the course of my lifetime.
Right.
Hey, man, why don't you bring the plates and the cups?
Yeah. Shout out to the Fullcast folks. They said this immediately. Like as soon as they hired him, they were like, we're all going to have to get ready to like Notre Dame. And they were absolutely right because I think everybody's kind of on board with, I don't know about you, Hartzell, but most people are on board with them being pretty damn cool. And they got
Freeman
Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah,
and here's the thing. It's not even
about
Riley
Leonard.
They got
Riley Leonard to be punk rock. That dude went to Duke and Notre Dame, but he seems like he just looks punk as fuck out there. Every time I see him
on the field, dude. Yeah.
He's mad hard.
He is so hard. Like, that dude. Riley Leonard Fox, dude. Like
I put him toe to toe with Baby D. No hesitation.
He know about all the new snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He do hair and babysit out the same house.
And I tell you what, speaking of next Friday, Ohio State, no more locked doors.
No. No.
I was locked up once. Against Michigan. You were locked up once, and guess what? No more locked doors. and they just opened up the cage and let these guys hunt. I mean, I'm sure at least you, Cerber, are familiar with like hunting dogs.
Oh yeah, got one. Foxhound, brother.
But you know, when people go out like actually like hunting with dogs and
my father-in-law's got two dogs that he sent to college to be duck dogs.
Yes. And they're in a crate, and as soon as you let them out the crate, they are ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's had to pull Cole out of the water before because he wouldn't give up on the duck.
Yeah. Like one of my buddies, he's been on the show, Ryan Taylor. He sent his dog to college too. And he's got a gun dog. And that dog will not leave his side.
Nope.
Until
he says something.
He says go.
Yep, exactly. It's pretty cool.
And Ohio State finally said go. I feel like they've been sandbagging the whole goddamn year.
It seems like it, because this has been a different team the last two games. just unrecognizable from what we saw against Michigan. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And I mean, like, the Oregon game was totally different.
Yeah.
It was so easy for them. Wasn't it 34-0 without Oregon committing a turnover?
Yeah.
34.
That's what I said.
Oh, sorry.
You're listening to Dude's story?
I thought you said 30.
But, like, maybe the whole thing for me is, like, just go throw the ball far.
Yeah.
Throw it far, and let's go play some football. Throw it far, and let's go play some football.
It's wild. I mean, interesting, you know.
But Sark got time. Sark got time to get in that bag.
What do we think about the regionalism of this college football playoff, though? For the rest of the country, for the first time in a while, has something to care about, and it's not just centrally located in the deep south of Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia.
Well, that's the thing. We talked about this with Wayne, actually. Like, the rest of the country does care. And Notre Dame's got fans obviously all over the place. Huge Chicago base. Normally a big college football base, but now they've got
it. New York and Chicago for sure, yes.
New York and Chicago. Okay, now we have Ohio State. That's Columbus is – they always care about college football, no matter what.
And one of the premier fan bases.
Yes, absolutely. Like, if I literally – like, if we were talking, like, top five – it would be Birmingham, Atlanta, Columbus, and then probably like Dallas, which we get with Texas anyways.
Yeah.
Those would be probably the top four that we're talking about. So
I mean, it's one of the all-time helmet, you know, final fours that we've had since we started.
Oh yeah, the other thing. It's brands on brands on brands on brands. And it is a helmet final four, and for everyone, this is what people ask for, right?
Yep.
They ask for this.
Get used to this shit. Like, Arizona State had a great story and almost pulled it off, but, like, you know,
Arizona State, the new era of
college athletics, like, these brands, like, these teams that you're sick of seeing are only going to continue to excel.
They didn't expand the playoff to make it easier for, like, group of five teams.
Nope. They made it easier for Texas and Notre Dame and Penn State.
They expanded the playoff so they can make more money.
Yeah.
Because realistically, in that first round, they got a home game. That whole town is eating. South Bend is eating. State College is feasting. Columbus feasting. You got people coming into town, and you got, like, They're like, oh, we have an extra home game that we would have never had. Cool. Love it. Then we go on the road to a bowl game. Sure. Bowl game feast. Then we go to another bowl game feast. Then we go to a championship game. Everybody eats. You know who doesn't eat? Boise State. Mm-mm. Tulane.
Nope.
Liberty.
Ugh.
Like, it's the same exact thing as before, but now it's, you know what, literally the Big Ten is baby birding food into itself.
Yeah.
The SEC is baby birding food into itself. And Notre Dame's just standing around like, we don't need anybody else to feed us, but we will take this extra food.
Nothing.
And
just hanging around.
We'll take this extra food.
And they get to host a playoff game every year if all goes according to plan.
Which is an advantage because a conference champion has never won a college football playoff game in the 12-team college football playoff.
I will say this, though. Arizona State, what a valiant fucking effort, dude.
That was sick, man. They did what I thought Clemson was going to do until Texas put us out of our misery and went up two scores again. But, like, they did the thing, man, and they were so fucking –
the amount of heart, the amount of penalty, or the lack of penalty of the targeting call, just a
dagger for them. But, like,
I don't think it was targeting, just for the record.
I don't know if it was, because I've truly come to learn that I don't understand the rule. I'm seeing dudes with helmets crack on a lot of plays where nothing – that's another thing. These new helmets, I don't know if the other ones cracked as much, but these show the cracks a lot more. In that little, area right there. I think that's a good thing because it means the helmet's absorbing the impact. But, I don't know what the rule is, so I'm not going to complain when it doesn't get called or it gets called.
I just see
the Clemson game against Ohio State. Several years ago. I don't know what it is.
I think they legislate for what looks bad more than anything.
Right.
And that's if you're face to face, chest to chest with a guy, that's good football.
It's football, dude.
I just want to make sure that any Arizona State fans that are listening, do not hold your heads down. Camp Scatabo, this guy was exhausted. We just saw the difference between having bodies and not having bodies. And they just didn't have the bodies. And the defense stood up as hard as they could. But Sark was in his bag. And it was just that's what you want, right? Do we want blowouts I want blowouts because it makes my life easier. But realistically, is that what fans want? And that's the game. That's the only game that gave us what we really wanted to see.
How about Sark, though? He's fully back, man.
He's in his bag, dude.
Fucking road for that guy.
He's running. The crazy part for me, because if you go back and you watch week 3, week 4, week 5 of Texas, and then you watch the last two games, it's the same plays, but different formations, right? So he forces you to line up against quads, or he forces you to line up against doubles and then shifts into quads. And then he runs that screen that he runs, or he runs that wheel that he loves, or he does a stab to the seam that he loves. He's doing the same thing, but he's confusing people. And I don't think that – I think that him and Lane Kiffin are probably the best in college football at that. And the thing for him is he sets a lot of stuff up, which I really enjoy – watching, because that's what I'm looking for in football is how do you set this up to get to where you want to be? So we'll see. Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame. I mean, Texas, Ohio State's going to be a score fest. Do you have a number on that one, Hartzell?
Like a total? Yeah. I know Ohio State's a 6-point favorite. And
it's 53.5 is what I'm seeing here on my source.
Hang on a second. 53.
Hammer the over.
Divided by 2 equals. So we think that both of these teams are going to score just 26 points, 27 points?
I don't think that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Texas had this highly rated scoring defense, right, all year. And then they get to the playoffs and they're giving up 28 a game.
Well, they were playing in the weak ass SEC, Hartzell.
Well, they played the worst teams in the SEC,
right?
In terms of
pretty easy schedule
record.
Overall.
So, their defense is what it is. I do like what's the corner, the Thorpe guy, the Thorpe Award winner, Jahdae Barron. I like him a lot, but he's gonna.
I mean,
have his
for
hands
me,
full.
It's Makuba. It's my former Tiger.
He's
like,
great
dude's
too.
A fucking beast at the
he's
in
great
the,
too.
In the secondary.
But those guys are going to have their hands full.
Malik Muhammad, is he a freshman?
Is Malik Muhammad a freshman?
He's got some years left. Once again, I know this from experience with the EA College Football video game. But that dude fucks.
I like Muhammad the best. He's a sophomore.
He's 20. So he's a sophomore, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a couple years, though.
Dude, have you seen his arms?
Bro. He's a fucking man.
He could touch his knees.
You think he wears a weighted vest, or?
Bro, let me tell you something.
He does. Great segue. Hey, this dude has a very, this dude is built like Felder. His fingertips are touching his knees, man. He's skinny with long ass arms and a big head.
Oh man, you know what I weighed in at today?
What you got?
204.
Jeez, I was gonna guess 199, but I didn't want to.
No, I'm not going down. But I can't. If I go below 200, I'm gonna feel like a victim.
He's 1999.
I'll hop on this train. I locked in yesterday and weighed myself and confirmed that last year was a 25-pound weight loss. Last year,
congrats.
I wanted to lose at least 20, so hit
you
that.
Did it.
But we're
keep
upping
going.
It this year. 40. We're gonna lose
there
40
you go.
This year.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Congrats. No, I
220 is the goal, but yeah. We're gonna try and get. I mean, 225 will be acceptable because that'll be 40. I'm at 265 right now.
Good.
But locked in under 270. That was a hard one for me. Like,
yeah, you hit a plateau.
I was
and you
stuck.
Push.
I was
yeah.
stuck at like 271, 272, and then I'd hop up, and then I'd go down, but then I'd hop right back up.
Yeah.
So we're locked in at 265. We're going down to 225, but maybe we'll get to 220.
Let's get it, yeah. man. Love it.
Let's do it. No, I stepped on. I'm happy where I'm at. I want to stay here. Because it's raining, I will not wear the weighted vest today.
Right.
I still don't know how to clean it. How do you clean? You. Can you call in 336-448-3607? Any of you guys out there with weighted vest, you can't just put this thing in the washer machine.
Why not?
It weighs 20 pounds, Steven.
The weights don't. Hang on a second. The weights don't.
Here we go. To clean a weighted vest, wipe it down with a damp cloth to remove dirt and sweat, and if necessary, spot clean with a mild detergent and soft
okay.
sponge. So this
that's
is a hand wash thing.
That's what I was
hand
thinking.
Wash, air dry.
Now, Steven Hartzell, say what you were going to say.
I thought the weights, from my understanding, my limited understanding of the weighted vest community, the weights come in and out. So you...
No.
So this is
they're
a, this
sewn
is a 20-pound weighted vest, and you cannot adjust the weight.
I can add weight.
But you can't take it out.
Cannot take it out.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we had this discussion.
Can't take it. Weight's not coming out.
Can't win with them.
No.
And
I can win with
it. And
them.
How has your body responded to the first couple weeks of the weighted vest life?
I lost 6 more pounds, so I'm down to 204.
So you're a fan. You're all in.
Oh, I love it. I'm still getting, like, the good cardio where, like, you know when your, like, chest hurts? Like that? Still getting that without having to run full time. I'm doing, like, a HIIT situation where I like run 5 houses, walk 3 houses, run 5 houses, walk 3 houses.
I love it.
Yeah. So it works. I mean, it's, I talk to the personal trainers that live next to me, like that live like 1, 2, 3 houses up, and they're like, you can feel it, can't you? And I was like, yeah. Oh, you know what else I did? Did I tell you about this? I helped a guy. He chopped down a tree in his backyard. I helped him like put all the limbs out on the street.
What kind of tree?
I don't know. But I was in the middle of a walk, and I had the vest on. And I was like, hey, man, you need some help? Because he was trying to like get everything lined up in the bundles for pickup. He was like, no, I'm good. And I was like, I walked past, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go help this guy. And I went back and I helped him. He gave me a cigar for helping him. And we just talked about the neighborhood. It was pretty chill, dude.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Wouldn't that could be you?
No. Couldn't be, wouldn't be, won't be.
Yeah. And then yesterday, threw the vest on because it was a nice day out. It was cold, but it was nice. Checked out our new greenway. Bruh, this new greenway is going to be a game changer. Because my wife and I share locations.
Well, sorry. Sorry,
as
guys.
As any healthy relationship does.
And she said she looked at my location and she goes, "What the hell were you doing on 51? And I was like, "Oh, I went to go check out the new Greenway." And it is expansive, including a humongous parking lot on 51. So I'm not going to fully dox myself, but yes, my man.
That's awesome.
This is going to be, it's going to be really cool. Like I hit the clicker, like the tracker, and it's like a mile to get to where I want to be, and then a mile back, and then another mile to my house. That's 3 miles. That's easy. Easy money. With the vest, let's go. And then I had to walk past this other place that I hate. So we're good. We got voicemails?
I've got voicemails in the hopper. They're ready to go.
Are you ready to rock and roll with them?
I got four.
You have four. I want to start with the let's go to your home space.
404?
Yeah, dog.
Let's go.
Hey guys, Liz Hartzell. I'm listening to the show. I have a Madame Alexander doll. Now my doll is Sleeping Beauty, and she has a porcelain face and a diamond tiara and little ballet shoes and a blue dress with a crinoline underneath. And okay, we all know I'm 70, and
what's
I've had
worth?
This doll since I was about, I don't know, 9 or 10, and she's in mint condition and sits on my shelf. And since I never had a granddaughter, I don't have anybody to give this doll to. Okay, let's grow. See ya. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Mom. All right, I'm on it. Madame Alexander, Sleeping Beauty value. What are we thinking here? 19?
I don't know, $120?
Nah. Come on. Okay, this is vintage here, Felder.
Okay, so it's more.
I don't know. I'm scanning the internet.
125 for a tall, never displayed Sleeping Beauty.
I just said 120. Yeah, that was my guess.
It's not going to get
I'm
it
seeing
done.
40 for an excellent, clean 1970s Madame Alexander 13-inch Sleeping Beauty doll.
Here's a 1959 in the box going for $8.99 on eBay.
There's no way that she has a 13-inch. She's got to have this 6-inch.
Well, she doesn't have it in the box either. Yeah, we're cooked here. That's a cool story, Mom. That's very cool. I didn't know that.
Don't. That
doll is scary looking, man.
No, this is very cool. I have sold these before. They are very cool. Like I am a mouse. Like I don't know how old my kid needs to be to get one of these, but I don't know where to get them anymore. But I love this. This is something I absolutely love. Like the amount of women specifically that would come in and ask for specific Madame Alexander dolls and the way that they cared about them. And obviously your mom has cared about it. Like, I think it's a super cool thing. Like, this is
with all due respect and agreement to that, these things scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, their eyes
they
be
do.
Looking at you a little bit.
Yeah, man. And their eyes aren't real and they all have fucking 6 heads, you know? This is not a forehead on this doll.
These are super, dude. I used to.
I see what you did there. I didn't understand at first, but I got it. 6 heads.
Well, most people say 5 head, but that doesn't suffice for this. This hairline on the
large heads. Yes,
Liz, I love it. So
I don't listen, Liz. I don't not love it. They just scare me. My grandmother used to have them too, and like they were on the I turned my back to them when I slept over there, you know?
They used to have the, because they've got the stand that's got like the metal circle bottom and then the little, the post, and then it goes around the waist. Oh, yeah, dog. Do you know how much time I spent organizing them in the case? I used to have to go and I used to open the case, get them, and if you move them around, then people's their eye lines change and their eye, like all that changes. Mm-mm. And so you move them around, And then like, oh, what about this one? Or when we got new ones.
Did you have to have gloves on for this, Felder? Was this like a white glove type of thing?
Not, I mean, I had like, what do they call? Like the, not nylon, nitrile, like those, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Respect.
But we also didn't really sell displays. Unless we were completely out. So we had in our stock room, like I used to have to get on a ladder to find these dolls because they were just in the box. Like with the silica gel and the whole deal. Which,
hey,
by the way, I just threw some silica gel into a couple of my sneaker boxes.
Trying to maintain, huh?
Gotta maintain, dude. By the way, you said
I was just gonna say for you for all the toy collectors / enthusiasts, without the box it ain't nothing, man. You gotta keep the box. If you're into that. Like if you wanna try to keep these things you know, in terms of like the value, like if you want to see the value increase over time for these toys, you got to keep the box. I know kids don't want that. They don't want that stuff. They want to put their hands on it. But
you know what didn't come in a box? Beanie Babies.
That's correct.
And they are worthless.
Also correct. But like starting lineups, right?
Lineups, G.I. Joes.
Yep. Worthless. Without the box.
Without the box. You might as well just be Kevin McAllister shooting them.
I mean, like, one of my collection things is music. All of the guitar pedals mm-hmm. that I have, I keep the box. You got to. You never know. Like, 20 years from now, that could be 100 extra bucks. The box and the stickers and the documentation and the manual inside, like.
Interesting. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Did not know that with guitar pedals.
I mean, I keep every shoe that I actually care about, I keep the box.
I'm probably going to keep this box. It's coming.
Air Max 1, throw that in the garbage.
Sir,
I'm wearing those.
These shoes that you got, that you sent
what did he get?
Felder and I the picture of, are these
those are fire, dude.
Are these for gigs?
Yeah.
Got it.
Those shoes
but
are
also,
fire.
But dog. Also for whenever. Are they not, Felder?
They are.
Dude, they're so fucking sick. I saw them.
I want to hear like, how they feel on your foot.
I'll let you know. Yeah, I had to go. They're a little bit smaller than I typically get because these are just not widely available, and they've just been eating at me for the past couple months.
The Hypermax?
Yeah. This, I mean,
no
this
fucking
is a,
ways?
This is a 15-year-old shoe, you know? Like,
yeah.
No reissues.
Yeah. Dude, I've got – that's the same thing with these Jason Kidds that – have never been re-released in America.
Yeah.
I think I might charge up my adapts this week too.
Dude, they're so cool, man.
Just like my wife's not going to be home during the day. My kid's not going to be home during the day. I might just charge them up.
Treat yourself.
And just walk around my house like zzz, zzz, zzz,
zzz. With the vest on.
With the vest on. Doing
weighted
laundry.
Shoes and a weighted vest.
I'll live out my real life dream of being RoboCop.
This man's built different, folks. It's not an act. Okay. It's not an act.
Bro, live out my real life dream of being RoboCop. Just like zzz. Yes, I understand.
Dude, I had a sick fucking RoboCop action figure when I was a kid. I wish I still had that thing.
Oh,
the
dude,
RoboCop action figure was awesome. I'm pretty sure it was an original mold too. I don't think that was like a remold of anything. Or a reed skin or something.
At my mom's house, we don't have the box, but at my mom's house, we have 13-inch Ninja Turtles.
Oh, man.
Like the big ones?
Yeah, didn't have the big ones. I had the big Power Rangers now, 13-inch Power Rangers. I had them, but I had each one, but I did
not.
Yeah,
we got all four, and you know
what? Big Turtles.
You know what else we have? Bebop. And Rock Steady.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I had the full collection, but they were the, you know, 5-inch, 6-inch.
Yeah. The little boys. We got the big joints.
That is, yes.
I think we might be missing one weapon, but other than that, I think we are gold.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I love the old toys.
Yeah, it's And my mom is like, yeah, when the kids are like ready, like they can come over and just play with that. And I was like, I don't think they know what it is.
Yeah. They're not going to play right. This is the problem.
Oh, they're going to destroy that.
That's what I'm saying. But they're also not going to like, they're not going to know the character. So they're going to be like, well, this is Jim. But it's like, no, that's Michelangelo.
And he's a party dude.
Yeah.
And he has his nunchucks. Donatello, he's a super... By the way, did I tell you this? My wife thought Donatello was the leader of the Ninja Turtles.
No, he's the smart one.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
Yeah, I would say Leonardo is the
Yeah, leader. That's very clear.
Yeah. Raphael like, is the muscle. Leonardo is the leader.
Leader.
Donatello is the brains, and Michelangelo is the comic relief.
Yeah, he's the cool
perfect.
Dude.
It's a perfect
it
group.
It literally says it in the song.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Raphael's cool but rude. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leonardo is the first one, and then Donatello. What does it say? Hang on. Now I need to know.
How could she think Donatello's the leader? Did she just get her colors mixed up, blue and purple?
No, because she's a nerd.
Oh, so she just assumes the smart one's in charge.
Yes. Like our house.
Mm-mm. Once again, she is mistaken.
Here it is. I got it. Lean green ninja team on the scene. Cool teens doing ninja things.
Go,
here we
ninja, go.
Go,
ninja. Go.
Go. Leonardo's the leader in blue.
It's right there.
Does anything it takes to get his ninjas through.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Yep.
Very who the clear. Leader is.
Yes.
Not up for debate.
Donatello is a fellow, has a way with machines. Raphael has the most attitude on the team. Michelangelo, he's one of a kind. And you know when you find him that it's party time.
Yeah, dude. Here's the thing, too.
This is so, like, I don't under... Like,
well, we have
what?
To note, Leonardo is the leader, but he's the leader of the Turtles when they are together, but they all worship at the altar of Splinter.
Yeah, Splinter, of course.
He's the ultimate leader. He's the prime minister of Turtle.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys are just this is SEAL Team 6.
Yes. Yes, but he's Barack Obama.
Yeah, exactly. We're on the same page with that. That's not, there's no 100%. Mistaking that.
Nope.
Yeah, it's that we're good. All right, here's what we're going to do. Let's run through these voicemails and then we're going to get out of here. You got it?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's go to 201.
Subfelder, Hartzell, Cerber. I got to thank you guys. Got me through a very long road trip for Christmas. I had to drive the length of I-4 and
Woo!
Most of I-95 from Florida to Massachusetts.
Jesus.
And you guys were in rotation to get through that.
Thank you. Glad we could help.
I have two questions, mostly... One's related to cooking, and then one's related to the trip that I took. So for cooking, this can go to all of you, but I figured Felder might be more, you know, the expert. I cook around recipes from the internet, things like that. What I'd like to know is, how do you just, like, cook? Like, you just see ingredients, and then you come up with something. Because that's what I consider, like, next-level cooking. This might be related to, like, I really like baking, so I like following instructions. Whereas cooking is a little more, like, free-form. People are very good at, like, saying, okay, this ingredient goes with this. Like, how do you come up with that? Is it just like down to experimentation? And how do you deal with like coming up with an idea and then you execute it and doesn't turn out that great? How do you move on from like following recipes to creating your own recipes and creating your own creations in cooking? And then the second question is, so part of my drive on I-95, takes me through, obviously, South Carolina, North Carolina. And at the border, there is a, I'm just going to say it's, like, very racist. South of the border, it is literally yes. where North Carolina turns into South Carolina. And it's, like, this really terrible roadside attraction. And it seems like it's still open after, yes. like, 25 years. I've been doing mm-hmm. this drive on and off for close to 3 decades. And I just don't understand how it's still open. Have you guys ever seen this thing? Do you know anything about it? It is just like the weirdest attraction I've ever seen. And it's still there. And I don't understand. That's it. Let's grow.
I am familiar with On the Border. I can't speak
south
to
of the border. Yes, I'm very familiar with it. The signs start. If you take 74 going east from Charlotte, the signs start and they tell you how close you are to it every few miles. Yep. And if you go to Myrtle Beach, same thing. It is pretty shitty. Just like one, yes, it is. Does. It seems at least racist.
It's very offensive.
Offensive might be a better word, but yes, I'm going to just stick with racist.
I don't know. I think racist is the right word. It's offensive, and yeah. it's offensive because it's racist.
Yeah. And I have never stopped there before.
Oh, I've been there when I was a kid. Not proud to say.
Actually, that's not true. I have stopped there because they sell fireworks.
Yep.
And
that's
when we were going
we,
to
that's
Myrtle.
We got there
yep. when we were going to Myrtle Beach. There. We stopped and got fireworks. You're correct. That is, I almost lied, and I never want to be a liar on the show.
Well, it's yeah. not like the good old days when I lived in Columbia, though, and we just go down the street to the old Black Cat
yes.
and throw down, yep. you know what I'm saying? But yeah, when we moved up here, that became an option for getting fireworks.
It's basically a fireworks store that you buy on your way to the beach. If you're going to, what is it, Cherry Grove. Yeah, you stop there. I don't know how they haven't had to change the name. It also is not that great of an attraction in terms of, like, there's no, like, unless you're getting fireworks, there's no reason to stop there.
No, I seem to remember there being some offensive caricatures as well, like, of...
Yeah, it was, like, Javier, you know,
Hispanic,
like, it was,
community,
like...
Yep. Latinx yes. community, yeah, it's not...
Yep.
Everyone's kind of like, it's all a Speedy Gonzalez thing, you know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right, and to answer his question, how did I figure out cooking? Because Hartzell, we talked about this on what, College Sports Now? I made a, so I don't know if you guys know about Kentucky Hot Browns, which is what I do after Thanksgiving every year,
yep.
where I slice off the turkey and then do the cheese sauce with the bacon and the whole deal. So I did a similar thing with that, with the ham that we had for New Year's.
Yeah.
Did the same with the French, like French French toast style, but savory French toast with the bread. And then I put the hot ham on top. And then I did a cheese sauce over it with some basil. And it was so good, dude.
Had me like, a cheese sauce, man. What's in this yeah, cheese dude. Sauce? Let's just talk about this cheese sauce.
Colby Jack.
Okay. Shredded, like off the block?
Yes.
Okay.
We using bag shit. Don't
just
melt
just continue,
right
please.
Here.
I want to know about this
mozzarella.
Cheese sauce. Okay.
Mozzarella, yeah.
And a little white cheddar.
Okay.
And then I use sodium citrate.
Keep it smooth.
Keeps it smooth. Sodium citrate. So that's a. But
are we putting like butter or chicken broth or anything else in this? Just the
in
cheese.
The cheese sauce.
Yeah.
A little bit of cream, but that's it. A
little bit of cream. Okay.
Yeah, we're good. But here's the, if with respect to cooking, here's what I'm going to say. Because we have two voicemails left. I like to look for three sources. Like, you know how when you had to write a paper in college, they wanted you to have multiple sources?
Yes.
So I like to look for three sources when I'm trying to make a recipe. And then from there, I pull from them what I want. And then I have my recipe. And I just sent these guys a picture of what my the source recipe, but I also know, like when I make Amish white, I know that I'm not going to use a third of a cup or a half a cup of sugar. I'm going to use a little bit of a third of a cup of sugar. I know I'm not going to use that much vegetable oil. I'm going to melt down butter, let it cool, and then put the butter in there instead of the vegetable oil. I know that when I make carrot cake, I do not put pineapple in there. I actually load up more on carrots, so it's actually carrot cake. I know when I make English muffins, I'm not going to brown the butter. I'm actually going to use a little vegetable oil when I fry them in instead of frying them in brown butter. I know when I do, like, all these other things, like, I'm giving y'all extra shit that I should not be giving you, but yes. Because usually I don't talk like this. Because I don't give folks my information. But, like, Hartzell, would I make that tzatziki sauce?
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Like, but I need a base. And so, if you get a base, and again, that's why I say you get three sources, you look at where they're different in terms of amounts, in terms of ingredients, and then you look at what you want, and then you can create your own thing. And once you create your own thing a couple times, you're good to go. Yeah, that's the way that I do it. I don't know if you guys have anything to add to that.
I'll leave that alone. That's well put.
All right, let's go. Let's do, what do we have? 804 Vest.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is Josh from Richmond. Just calling with an instant reaction. You asked where the weirdest place to wear a weighted vest was, and Felder says the grocery store, and I disagree. It's standing up inside the classroom during the parent-teacher conference. Y'all have a good one. Let's grow.
Got his ass.
Got my ass. Dude, he got my Happy Meal ass. Should I do that next time?
No.
That would be... Did I tell you I talked to the teacher?
I mean, she was obviously fine with it. Like, she would have said otherwise.
But no, I brought it up to her. We had the holiday party. And I said, hey, Miss, your name, I want to just apologize to you. I hope I didn't make you feel uncomfortable because I stood during the meeting. I've got like bad knees and I can't sit in these kid chairs. And she was like, oh, no. It was nothing. She goes, I didn't even think about it. Never crossed my mind. She's like, you're such a good dad and you're so involved and you always send in the snacks and you always are doing this. She's like, that was nothing. And you were going back and forth to make sure that Savannah was okay. Like, she was fine with it. Next time I will ask. But based upon initial feedback, she was like, yeah, that was nothing. You didn't do any. Like, you showed up to the parent-teacher meeting. You know, people don't. If it's more comfortable for you to stand up and listen to me and take notes, that's fine. So. All right, let's listen to this last one. What is this, Felder Crimes?
732.
Hey, fellas, it's Chris from Charlotte, Boston College guy coming off a fresh pinstripe bowl loss. Hope everyone had a great holiday, and hope everyone's going to have a great new year in a couple days. Just wanted to call in. I was listening to the Christmas Day pod a few days after it aired, and I just, I don't know if I think I've mentioned it before previously, but I'm a lawyer here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And so I have to say, Felder, please, with all of my heart, stop discussing crimes and facts are the same on a recorded podcast. Please just, for all of our sanity, please stop doing that. Thank you very much. Let's grow.
What crimes?
I don't remember.
What'd you do?
What crimes did we do?
Did we do crime?
I don't think we did crimes.
Please call back.
I would just like to respond to that caller by fully endorsing whatever crime we did do and encouraging all of you to do the same. Do some crimes in 2025.
I don't remember.
It's tax season. Commit fraud, people.
I don't remember the crimes. Is he talking about like stuff I did in college?
I don't know.
Maybe the fighting?
That was a long time ago.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, statute of limitations has run out on all that.
That was 20 years ago.
And none of it's really bad.
I don't steal, right. And you can have your knife back, because I don't kill.
Yeah.
I don't think I've talked about doing any crimes. Mm. Now I need to know what crimes I've done. Because I'm pretty sure I haven't done many. Fighting, I mean, sure, technically that could be assault. I haven't fought in years. I haven't fought since 2012.
Right.
I haven't gotten in a fight since 2012. And I didn't even win that fight. I got picked up by the bouncer and dragged out of the place.
Happens, man. Can't win them all.
Oh, I didn't have a chance to win. I would have won. For sure. I would have beat both of them up. But my brother slammed that guy's head through a window or through a mirror. You know, I mean, honestly, I'm very proud of my brother. He's a really good dad. We're going to his daughter's dance recital this weekend. Because they're getting, you know, my brother's life, shit. Like, it's one, at least my kid, her swim is like here. You know, like it's in Charlotte. It's my kid swims near Miller's house. By the way, shout out to Miller Yoho. I went to the Duke's Mayo media days. I know we got to get out of here in a second. But my kid or my niece, bro, she's doing dance across the Southeast. Nashville, Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Atlanta.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Can't make all those, but when she dances in Charlotte, I'm gonna be there because I'm a good uncle. That's how you got to do. You show up for your people.
Uncle.
And she, yo, I will say this. I went to her dance recital, like, right after Christmas. Right before Christmas. I don't remember which day it was. She was, like, front and center. Like, she got it. She got skills. She got it. And it is very wild to see a bunch of 8, 9, 10-year-old girls in full makeup because they have to have the exaggerated makeup so you can see it from the crowd. Mm-hmm. And then after the recital, they all like everyone from the, like the 5-year-olds all the way to like the 17-year-olds, they come out and they still have like a full face of makeup on, but like costume makeup. And looking at my like little niece, she's not even 10. And looking at her, and I'm like, this is a lot of makeup. Like, this is more makeup than like your mom wears. But she has to wear it for like the thing. But it looks when you see it on stage, looks very nice. When you see it up close, it looks like not Chucky. What's the other one? It looks like it. Know what I'm saying?
I'm not familiar with that movie.
It just looks like a bunch of like clown makeup. Like, it's a lot. But I know they have to do it because on stage, you're not as close, so they have to do exaggerated makeup. That's all I'm saying. It's very cool though. And she's very good at dance. I love watching her dance is very cool. And she gets to do, I think she's doing hip hop this time, which is her favorite. So I'm going to get to watch my niece dance this weekend. I think we got a show, guys. I think we did it.
Yeah.
When's the next playoff game, guys?
Thursday.
So yeah,
if you're listening to this on release day, it's the day that, you are, it's happening.
All right, Thursday. Boom. There we go. We're having chicken noodle soup for dinner.
Chicken noodle soup and a soda on the side.
Oh my God. My girl Laura is going to love that you did that before I got to it, because that used to be the thing that we used to say all the time.
I mean, we're of that generation, my man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so we have the playoff coming up, and then we have, I think we're good. I'm good. You guys good?
I'm good. I'm good, man.
Land the plane. One day to go. Cerber, you're very close to getting your house back, and my routine for 2025 is so close to getting off the ground.
Dude, my routine is Dude, we're having chicken noodle soup. We're gonna have stuffed poblano peppers.
Yeah, it's my wife's order at the Mexican restaurant.
What does she? How does she? How do they do it?
They do it stuffed with cheese, and then there's a red sauce.
No meat?
Mm-mm. Vegetarian.
No, we're doing stuffed with sausage.
Woo.
Cheese.
A lot of mercy.
With a little bit of orzo in there.
Dang.
So that's what we're going to have on Tuesday.
Maybe a side of chips and queso.
Hey.
No? No queso?
Not for me, man.
Bro, this family loves some queso.
I know your family loves some queso.
Let me get
I got some new Herdez. By the way, check it out at your grocery store. This is not an ad, just Herdez. They got a new roasted salsa.
That's the only salsa we buy is Herdez.
Yeah, we buy Herdez too, but we usually get the regular salsa, and then I was in the store and it said new.
I don't pronounce it that way, so thank you for the updated pronunciation.
What do you say?
I've been pronouncing it Herdez.
No!
Hey, get that Herdez. That Herdez.
Herdez.
Well, you know, I have a hard time rolling my R's, you know, and like the H's. I'm not a great Spanish speaker.
What R was rolled?
The way you said, the way you kind of slid that H into the E.
Herdez.
Yeah, you want to roll the R. I hear you. You want to roll.
It's one R. It's not two.
Yeah, I know, but I've been saying it wrong, and I'll do better. 2025.
Anyways, check it out. They got this new roasted tomato. The new roasted salsa was a new thing at the Harris Teeter I've never seen before. They probably have had it Super G for years, but they now have it at Harris Teeter. Herdez. Roasted salsa. And I get the medium because my wife is
soft.
Like you. Well, like you.
White.
She is a white.
She is the white. She is the white American.
All right. And then we're having pizza, and then we'll have some other stuff. I think we're going to skip pizza night tonight, or skip pizza this week until Friday. She is a white American.
It just made me think of that scene from Zach and Mary Make a Porno when when the dude walks in the coffee shop to Craig Robinson. He's like, "I like a coffee black," and he was like, "Can't you see we talking white?"
That movie's very funny.
It is funny. It's a funny movie.
It's very funny. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into the show. Leave a review. Oh, you know what else? If you made it this far, you are a fan. We like you. We like our fans. Go to hitdpodshop.etsy.com. Order a koozie. Buy one, you're going to get two. You buy two, you're going to get four. So go into there. Go do it. I will ship them myself personally. I'm very good at it. Read the reviews. Felder gets these koozies shipped out in a timely manner. I knock it out. And by the way, I gave my mail carrier a $50 gift card because she has been so nice about having to ship out these koozies. So thank you. All right, let's grow.